Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your faithfulness, because your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are a dependable God. And once you speak, Father, you have the authority to back it up. Every word you are going to speak tonight, we believe in the authority of heaven, that they are going to come to pass in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. As many as are here tonight, giving testimony and rejoicing in their heart because of the things you have done in their lives, my Lord and my God, you will take them beyond their dreams in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God asked me to tell you that 2010 is going to be a year of recovery. And he gave me a word to you. And it's taken from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 30. And I will read verse 1 to 18. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag, on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelite, and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. So David went, he and the 600 men that were with him, and came to the brook Besor, where those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which were so faint that they could not go over the brook Besor. And they found an Egyptian in the field, and brought him to David, and gave him bread, and he did eat, and they made him drink water. And they gave him a piece of cake of figs and two clusters of raisin. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him, for he had eaten no bread, nor drunk any water 3 days and 3 nights. And David said unto him, to whom belongest thou, and whence art thou? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt, servant to an Amalekite, and my master left me, because 3 days agone I fell sick. We made an invasion upon the south of the Cherethites, and upon the coast which belongeth to Judah, and upon the south of Caleb, and we burned Ziklag with fire. And David said to him, canst thou bring me down to this company? And he said, swear unto me by God, that thou wilt neither kill me, nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will bring thee down to this company. And when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing, because of all the great spoil that they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah. And David smote them from the twilight even unto the evening of the next day. And there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men, which rode upon camel and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. And David rescued his two wives. Take note of verse 18. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. And David rescued his two wives. Praise the Lord. I'm not here to preach to you tonight. I'm here to prophesy into your life. Because this is what God has asked me to do. And God directed me to this passage in the Bible. as a mark of what he is going to do. You may be like David and somehow in 2009 you have camped. You have not found rest round about you. There are still some areas of your lives that you are asking God to touch because you have not witnessed the peace of God in that area. Or you may have lived your life not the way you wanted to live it, but your circumstances has been driving the way you live your life in 2009. David was in Ziklag. Ziklag was in the land of the Philistines. You remember when King Saul was pursuing him. He ran to Ziklag, believing that as soon as he moved out of the land of Israel, that David would stop pursuing him. In other words, David was not living his life the way he wanted to live his life. He had been anointed king. He wasn't ruling. He was on the run. He could not even stay in his country. He was living elsewhere. The circumstances of the life of David was the one dictating what was happening in his life instead of him being in control. God asked me to tell you that in 2010, you are going to be in charge in Jesus' name. You are going to live your life the way you want to live it. Circumstance will not be your master. You are going to be the master of circumstances in 2010 in Jesus' name. In 2009, the enemy might have plundered you. Or you have a God-given expectation that has not been met this year. David was exactly in that situation. If you know the story very well, he actually went to fight with one of the kings of the Philistines who was his host because he gave him a place to stay. Let me tell you something. It was not in the plan of David to fight against his people because the Philistines were going to fight Israel. He had to work against what he knew was right. He presented himself there, but the Philistines rejected him and asked him to go back home. Before he came back to where he had been apportioned to him, he was already plundered. His wife, his children, and the wives and the children of the men that were with him, they were all plundered. But when he saw the face of God, God told him, nothing has been lost. It may look like the enemy has plundered you in 2009. God wants me to tell you tonight that nothing has been lost in Jesus' name. In Isaiah chapter 54, verse 10, God gave me a word for you there to tell you what 2010 is going to be like in your life. In case you felt hopeless and downcast, God asked me to tell you. He said, for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, said the Lord that had mercy on thee. That is the word of God for you for 2010. That every area of your life that appear to have been a sore point, you are going to witness the peace of God in that area in 2010 in Jesus' name. Also, it may appear that your decisions have not worked out well this year, 2009. In fact, your decision may be so terrible that people have taken advantage of you. God asked me to tell you tonight that the past has no business in shaping your future and cannot rule over your future. That God says he's giving you a new beginning come 2010 in Jesus' name. Let's go to the word of Paul. As he wrote to the Philippians, in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, he says, I do not consider, brethren, that I have captured and made it my own yet. But one thing I do, it is my one aspiration, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. God wants you to look ahead for his blessing that is coming towards you. One of our sisters came out and said, be on the lookout for me. Because God wants to do something in my life. And that is the word of God to you tonight. That in 2010, God has some businesses he wants to accomplish in your life. And I want to let you know something, that when God makes up his mind that he's going to bless, nothing can stop him. I say nothing can stop him. The only thing and the only person who can stop him is you. If you are not in agreement with God, and how do you stay in agreement with him? When you live to please God, it releases the hand of God to be able to release your blessings. It is not the circumstances of life that will dictate what is going to happen to you in 2010. It is your decision to hold on to God, realizing that you serve a faithful God that will allow God to open his hand to you this coming year. And I can tell you that God will do you good this year, this coming year, in the mighty name of Jesus. And he says, and I will restore or replace for you the year that the locust has eaten, the hopping locust, the stripping locust, and the crawling locust, my great army which I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. And you shall know, understand, and realize that I am in the midst of thee, and that I, the Lord, am your God, and there is none else. My people shall never be put to shame. That is the word of the Lord to you for 2010. I also want you to open with me to Isaiah chapter 60. And I will read a few verses there. So that when you start to pray your prayer, you know how to direct your prayer. I'm already making known to you the mind of God for you this year. And also, I would like us to, as many as have pens and papers, to start writing that which you want God to do for you come next year. Like somebody said, challenge God and see how great God is and can be in your life. Isaiah chapter 60. Like God asked me to tell you that the past cannot shape your future. And like Paul said, he said, one thing that I do is what? Forgetting those things that are in the past and reaching on to those things that are in the future. The things that are ahead of me. Reach out to 2010. Embrace it in the glory of God. And you will see what God will do in your life. Because he says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and great darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Is it not a wonderful thing to be told that the glory of God will be seen upon your life in 2010? And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thy eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy son shall come from afar, and thy daughter shall be born at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. Let me just stop here. We know that 75% of the earth is water. And God is saying the abundance of the sea will be converted to you as your treasure this coming year. In verse 11, God says, therefore thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, that their kings may be brought. God is saying that there will be no stopping coming 2010 in terms of his blessings. He said your gate is going to be open. There will be no drought in your life in 2010 in Jesus' name. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee. And all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet. And they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shalt suck the breasts of kings, and thou shalt know that I, the Lord, am the Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. I don't know if you are able to appreciate the promises of God for 2010. It is heavily loaded. God is saying, in those areas of your life where you've been despised, in those areas where people have looked at you and thought you are small, God is asking me to tell you tonight that in 2010, without your presence, decision will not be taken in Jesus' name. The word you have to say will matter so much that people will be waiting for you to come. That is what God is asking me to tell you tonight. And God is asking me to also tell you, he said, perhaps you have wept over an aspect of your life in 2009. God asked me to tell you that he's going to grant you great consolation and joy. Like those who mourn in Zion, to give them an ornament, a garland of diadem of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, the garment expressive of praise instead of a heavy burden and failing spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, lofty, strong, and magnificent, distinguished for uprightness, justice, and right standing with God, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. God is saying that he's going to so much beautify your life come 2010 that you become an embodiment of the glory of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Your story may be that you have lost respect of people in 2009. For whatever reason, you've lost respect of people. David found himself in a situation that his followers said, look, let's stone him because of what has gone wrong. Before they came back, they had been plundered. God asked me to tell you that you have not lost his calling upon your life, and that his anointing that breaks the yoke is upon your life for 2010. He asked me to tell you that those unpleasant events are temporary setbacks, and that he's starting afresh with you in 2010. Let me show you what God told me this evening. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. Paul was writing. He said, I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ. Just take note of the first part of verse 5. That in everything ye are enriched by him. God is telling me that in everything he's going to enrich you in 2010 in the mighty name of Jesus. He will enlarge your mouth of testimony in 2010 in the mighty name of Jesus. But God asked me to tell you, like David did in verse 7 of 1 Samuel chapter 30, that you should seek his face in 2010. He said, delight yourself in the Lord. This is the way he put it. He said, delight yourself in me, and I will delight in you in 2010. And lastly, God asked me to tell you. He said, as David recovered all that was taken from him, God asked me to tell you that he will guide you to recovery and prosperity in 2010. So 2010 is your year. The year that God is going to place you where you ought to be is a year of the fulfillment of dreams you've had for a long time that have never come to pass. God wants to release his abundance unto you that his name may be glorified in your life. Can you just rise on your feet and let's pray? Can you just rise on your feet? Rise on your feet. You've heard the word of God for your life for 2010. I want you to take hold of this word. God who is faithful. God who is faithful. He will bring these words to pass concerning you in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to begin to pray to the Lord. Begin to pray to the Lord. Every aspect of this word that has touched your life tonight, begin to plunge yourself into it. Ask God to make good his promise concerning you. That is the word of God for you tonight. That is a year of recovery and a year of prosperity for you. Is a year that the Lord has promised to do you good. Is a year that the Lord has promised that as you seek his face, he's going to answer you. All that you need to do is to delight in the Lord for 2010. And the Lord will delight in you. God is saying that he's starting afresh with you. In any area you have lost respect, God is saying he's going to restore back unto you that place of honor where your opinion will matter, because the excellency of the glory of God will be upon you come 2010. It's a year of your blessing. It's a year that you will meet with the mercy of God. It is a year of favor for you. It's a year of unparalleled blessing in your life. Every dark shadow will be cleared come 2010. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to lift up your voice unto the Lord. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank the Lord. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank the Lord. Begin to thank him. Begin to give him all the glory. Begin to give him all the praise. Because you have not died in 2009. The Lord is leading you into 2010 with promises for greatness, with promises for breakthrough, with promises for upliftment, with promises for restoration, with promises for recovery, with promises for prosperity. 2010 is your year. I want you to begin to praise the Lord, begin to thank Him, begin to thank Him, begin to thank the Lord, begin to thank Him, begin to give Him all the glory, begin to give Him all the praise, for He is a good God, for He is a good God. You are about to cross, you are about to cross, you are making it this year, you are making it this year, more than you have ever made it in your life. This year is going to be a year that your life will be a mystery to the enemy, because the hand of the Lord is going to be upon you, because the Lord is going to do you good, because the Lord is going to lift you up, because the face of God is going to shine upon you. You are going to receive of His favor. Begin to thank God, begin to thank Him, begin to give Him all the glory. You are crossing, you are crossing, you are making it, you are making it, you are crossing. Begin to thank the Lord, begin to give Him all the glory. You are making it. It's your year. It's a year. It's a year of breakthrough. It's a year of the glory of God upon your life. It's a year that you are not going to be a mere man. It's a year that the Lord will uphold you. It's a year that the Lord has chosen to bless you. Begin to thank Him. Thank God for crossing. Thank God for crossing. Thank God for crossing. Thank God for making it. 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 Thank God for making it into 2010. Begin to give Him all the glory. Begin to give Him all the praise. Oh, thank God for making it. Oh, thank God for making it in this year. Thank God for making it. For things have fallen to you in pleasant places. This is your year. You have made it. You have made it. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Rise and shine. Rise and shine. You become a light wherever you go. You become the shining light of the living God in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Congratulations. You have made it into 2010 in flying colors. Can you just lift up all those prayer requests you have written? What you want 2010 to be like for you, just lift it up unto the Lord. I have written my own, and I'm going to lift it up unto the Lord. Just lift it up unto the Lord. Before you begin to greet people and congratulate them, we have some businesses to do. Now, as you light the candles, can you just go through your list now? Please, let's close our eyes. Let's close our eyes. Lift up those prayer points unto the Lord. Begin to speak to the Lord concerning those prayer points. Begin to speak to the Lord concerning those prayer points. I want to let you know that He is a faithful God. He is a faithful God. Mark it. Just mark it. Like people who have come out to testify, just mark it. See what God will do in your life in 2010. Just delight. All you need to do is delight yourself in the Lord this coming year. Mark it and see what God will do in your life. It's a year of blessings. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 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 Linga leboko sokoli ba 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 ba. Linga roboko sokolo bo shenga. Leri boko ndere ba le katasanga. Lepo konga. Kateli boko sokotone ba. Linga reba ba 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 ba. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Linga lebo. Libaba kori boko sondere. Begin to speak to the Lord concerning those prayer points. Speak unto the Lord. You are not speaking to man. Speak unto the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please just lift up those prayer points unto the Lord. Just raise them up. Raise them up as we pray. Just raise them up to the Lord. Raise them up to the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we have chosen to come into your presence to start the year. We know that whenever we start with you like this, your faithfulness that ensures that the sun shines at its due season, your faithfulness that causes the rain to fall, your faithfulness that gives seeds to the sower, can ensure that the desires of our hearts be granted for 2010. Lord, as these prayer points are lifted unto you, I ask that the host of heaven, the angels that hearken to the voice of your word, that they will make good all these requests in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, when we shall stand again at the end of 2010 to give testimonies, Lord, let none of these go unanswered in Jesus' name. Amen. My Father, my God, this become a point of covenant. Jesus, as many as have lifted up their prayer points unto you tonight, this morning, the early morning of 2010. My Father, my God, you will have a date with them for 31st of December 2010 in Jesus' name. Amen. The implication of that is that you will not die. Amen. You will live. Amen. You will declare the goodness of the living God. Amen. In the land of the living. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. There will be a fulfillment of all that you've requested of the Lord tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. Thank you, we 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 thank you all. We just want to
Lord. Please don't go yet. Please don't go yet. As we've told us, we are still going to sing praise to God. As we have told us before,